I'm Ted O'Farrell, and this is The Daily Thread, helping you find the thread of God's presence in your everyday life. I'm blessed to have a big brother. He's my only brother, thus my favorite, as I often remind him. He has a lot of wonderful qualities and some quirky ideas, but one thing he loves big pictures. The bigger the TV screen, the better it is. The bigger the computer monitor, the better it is. God wants you and I this year and every day to see the big picture, to see this world, all of humanity, even our life and personal space through His eyes, His camera lens, so to speak. Could you imagine what it would be like to view this world as God does? The Bible tells us that God made the world and everything in it. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth, Genesis 1:1. Later in that chapter, God sees what He has created and said, "It is good." In fact, in verse 31, God said His creation, all that He had made, was very good. His creation received God's stamp of approval. If I want to see this world and all of life through God's eyes, how do I view His creation? Do I consider what God has made good, very good? Do I consider that the Creator and Sustainer of the universe cared so much about what He made that He spoke it into existence, out of nothing, to be something spectacular? What God made is very good because God is good. To see this world how God sees it, I must see God, His very nature, that He is not only the Creator, but He is good. The psalmist said, "I will thank You forever because You have done it. I will wait for Your name, for it is good, in the presence of the godly," Psalm 52, verse 9. The psalmist knew the goodness of God and was filled with gratitude and thanksgiving. Thankful to God because He is good. How do I know this? He made the heavens and the earth and everything else, declaring it to be so. And that includes you and me. Looking back in Genesis, we find these words in chapter 1 and verses 26 through 28. "Then God said, 'Let us make mankind in our image, in our likeness, so that they may rule over the fish in the sea and the birds in the sky, over the livestock and all the wild animals, and over all the creatures that move along the ground.'" So God created mankind in His own image. In the image of God, He created them, male and female, He created them. God blessed them and said to them, "Be fruitful and increase in number. Fill the earth and subdue it. Rule over the fish in the sea and the birds in the sky and over every living creature that moves on the ground." And then in verse 31 again, God saw everything He had made and it was very good. You and I and every human being is made in the image, the likeness of God, and God declares that it is very good. To see God's big picture, I must see His goodness because God is good. I must see everything He has made has His stamp of approval. I must see others, every person, made in His image. God says this is very good. How do you view the world, God's creation, mankind? May we ask the Lord to help us see this world and all that life brings through His eyes, to give God my undivided attention and focus on Him. The Daily Thread is a podcast from Zephyr Hills Alliance Church. To learn more about the ministries of our church, find us on Facebook or on our website, zaccma.org.